You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. Not one, but two big movies out this weekend.
Oh, huge movies. Well, at least the first one, it's 14 years in the making.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Incredibles 2.
I loved the first one.
Oh, I did too. I think if you ask a lot of people what their favorite Disney Pixar film is, Incredibles always comes up. So now we have the family we pick up where, you know, they're still illegal, and they're like an almost like in a witness protection program, right? But now the program...
Do they age?
No, they look the same.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All the kids are the same. I like when they stay the same.
So it's almost like we picked up where it left off 14 years later.
Okay.
So now they're being thrown out of the witness protection program or something. So now they're trying to figure out how to make ends meet. So Mrs. Incredible goes back to work saving the world, you know, doing all these things. And Mr. Incredible is Mr. Mom. So now he has to stay home, help his teenage daughter with dating and growing pains, meddling where he's not supposed to.
Right.
You know, and Dash is having trouble with his new math that he can't figure it out, you know, even though he was in the insurance game. And of course, Jack-Jack has all these powers that are showing up, and he's not telling his wife what's happening.
Right.
Meanwhile, we have a new villain called the Screen Slayer, who's like hypnotizing people through their televisions. Oh. So, and then you have Bob Odenkirk, the great Bob Odenkirk, from Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
He's this rich millionaire who wants to repeal the law, so he's using Mrs. Incredible to kind of like put her up as a, you know, hey, we're going to get this law repealed, and we're going to have, you know, the superheroes back where they belong. And of course, there's action sequences like you've never seen, and it's just, it's a good time. It really is. And a little kind of like too mature for kids, I think, at times.
Ah.
But overall, you know, Brad Bird threw everything into this because he's been working on this for, you know, 15 years.
Right,
now, real quick, the second one is this crazy comedy that everyone's been talking about called Tag. It's about a group of friends who once a year for a month play tag, and they've been doing it for 25, 30 years.
Right.
And one of their friends has never been tagged in all that time. So it's about them thinking, we're ending this finally, and we're going to get this guy. And I mean, they're doing some crazy things. This really happened. So one of their friends is giving birth, their wife's in there, so they're doing,
God.
Delivery room.
Right.
This is an adult screwball comedy of all proportions. So it's really a crazy kind of movie.
True story, too.
True story. So some people really need a life. If one of my friends said, hey, we're going to play tag for the next 20 years, I'd be like, I got better things to do with my life.
YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. We're off on vacation, so we will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks.